Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, kids are headed back to the classroom this week, and for those that utilize the lunchroom on a daily basis, they have a treat waiting for them in the form of South Carolina-grown produce on their plates.
Well, you're right about that, Rhonda, and the partnerships that we have working toward farm to school between the Department of Agriculture and Education, Department of Health, as well as Clemson, working to put more certified SC-grown products in front of our school children, and we're very pleased with the progress over the last number of years.
Now, this program is actually in its youth. It's only 5 years old.
You're right, Ron. The program is relatively new, but the progress is certainly encouraging for those of us in agriculture. We began the program through a grant from the Center for Disease Control, starting off with about 21,000 students involved, and now approaching 65,000 with 136 schools participating this year. So, again, in a short period of time, it has a great track record, which just says it has plenty of potential to make better meals available for our children, but also to create new markets for South Carolina farmers.
Now, as you mentioned, this is a win-win situation. The kids get a more nutritious, more fresh meal, and the farmers have a new market.
Well, that's right. And one of the things we do is focus on training our farmers to the requirements that they have to meet in order to sell to the school systems in South Carolina. So there are lots of links in this chain, if you will, from farm to school, and that's why we have four agencies involved, and I think working pretty well together and all with a great goal in mind, and that is to get as many South Carolina school children fed by as many South Carolina farmers as possible.
Absolutely. Now, should a school system want to be involved in farm to school, what should they do?
Well, we've got a staff person who has that as her area of focus. She is Amy Weaver, and the school should just call the switchboard here at the Department of Agriculture, and that's 803-734-2210. Ask her, Amy, and she'll be able to give all the assistance that's needed.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.